Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm taking my freedom, pulling it off the shelves, putting it on the chain, wearing it round my neck. I'm taking my freedom, putting it in my car. Wherever I choose to go, it won't take me far. I'm living my life.
Welcome to Mama's on the Move. As you can see, we are still not back in studio. We're doing it from our respective homes. And Brandy really was the one, I must say, was the one who was like, okay, we got to record. We both have been extremely busy. We are working through one of the most, it'll be 20 years for me next month in this business. And I ain't never seen this many people in the marketplace like this.
It's bananas.
In a pandemic, I think that's the thing. It's like when you put it in that context, it's just unbelievable.
It's weird.
It's very weird because we talked the last time about how we had people to just kind of cancel contracts and all that kind of stuff when the pandemic hit. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it seemed like people just got up and the interest rates are crazy. So we both have been incredibly busy with our respective businesses. We're going to bring you up to date on both of us. We're drinking because both of us are.
Is my lighting? Can you see me, or do I need to turn my light on?
Turn your light on.
Okay. Which I like natural light, but it's getting dark.
This is what we told her last time. Why do we have to go through this every time? Like, why I always gotta tell Brandy to turn her light on? Like, she know we recording. Why is she talking about she like natural light?
I'm sorry, I like natural light. I just don't like lights. My bad. Okay, well,
we got to have it.
Is it better?
Much better. I know. I said I was going to order me a ring light because we're going to be doing it like this for the foreseeable future.
I'm so pissed off because this janky ring light that I bought off the internet stopped working after the second time I used it.
I just
knew I was good today. I said, oh,
I wanted to tell you too because I'm putting my phone up like this so I can really see how much better that looks. I hope it's not going to have a shadow in my glasses because now I'm at a point where I have to wear my glasses all the time. I can't see well without them, period. But anyway, so welcome to Mama's on the Move. We're going to get into it. We're going to bring up a little bit about what we've been up to because we dropped one about 3 weeks ago. We're going to try and our best to get more consistent. But I think just to be transparent, we're doing the best we can with what we have in this time.
In this space and time, yep.
So I guess I can go in terms of what's been going on with me over the last few weeks. Most of you who follow us know.
Who are you?
How am I?
Who are you?
Oh, who am I? Oh, that's right. Everybody doesn't know. We have new people joining and following us all the time. I am Keisha Johnson. I am Atlanta native and a realtor here in the Atlanta area. And we started Mama's on the Move in September 2018. Or was it July? I think we dropped our first episode because it was right around Big Daryl's birthday. So we dropped our first episode July 2018. Yep. So that's who I am. And who are you?
I am Brandy Hunter Lewis and mother of to a tribe of children. I have a big, beautiful blended family. And I have a dog that I adore, who is a member of the family, Beanie. Anyone who follows me knows about my Beanie. Mm-hmm. And I'm a wife and realtor, businesswoman. And Keisha and I have to say this because we officially started Mama's on the Move in July of 2018, but it's been in our, that seed was sold probably about maybe 7 or 8 years ago, would you say?
Yes, easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yep. So the thought had been there because we knew we wanted to do it and had to do it, and it was our obligation, our civic duty to do it, but it just kind of came together almost.
Because there was no such thing as a podcast when we first started talking about this. Only thing that we did know for sure is that we had to share our respective stories. It was our responsibility to do so. And as we have shared, we see even more and more how important it is us sharing has affected other people. So yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's who we are. And the title Season of Surrender for this episode came after some very deep conversations that Keisha and I had along with our girlfriend Renee on a text string, because we are, I said this on my Instagram story, I said that I think we're all kind of experiencing just some real deep self-awareness and self-discovery and learning more about ourselves and things that we need to shift or change and grow through.
Yes.
And a lot of that has to do with surrendering. So that title came up and it was like, woo, that's it. That's what we're going through now. So I think we're both going to touch on what that looks like, for what that has looked like, and what it does continue to look like for each of us. Cause it's tough right now for everybody.
It's been challenging. And I even dropped a quick video earlier today on my Instagram. I normally try to give, real estate tips. Oh, let me just go ahead and tell y'all, it's where we are. It's like 7:30. So it's Friday. It's 7:30. I'm going to drink. Okay. Just know.
Why don't we drink it? We're drinking. First, we were talking about doing this earlier in the afternoon, but work didn't allow it to happen. But that would have been weird because I wanted to drink earlier.
And then I wanted to drink around 11:15. Okay.
Right. So I'm like, I'm a hold off. Because I don't want to, I'm going to just hold off until our podcast. So that's what we're doing. Drinking and we talking.
So we're drinking and talking. Girlfriends, guy friends, everybody welcome. It's just like sitting around talking with your girls. Yeah. So for me, what has happened as of late, and just because we typically just talk about, what's going on in your life, what's going on in my life. So I'm just kind of bringing up people up to speed who have maybe have not joined us before. For me, I am officially an empty nester. I am a mother of one. My son, DJ, most of you who follow, those that follow us know him, left to go to Eastern Kentucky University for school 3 weeks ago tomorrow, dropped him off. I cried like he was going to Iraq. It was very, very difficult for me, way more difficult than I even thought it was going to be. I cried a lot before he left, but the day of, to just see him walking away, it felt like a chapter was closing in my life. And actually, I guess it kind of is, because he's not ever going to be here probably full time again. You know what I mean? And it was just the dynamic of it all, because it's just been me and him since his dad passed. So that was another, it took me back to that space. So it was a lot of change in that. And for the first week, I cried every day. I was texting my friends. I was texting people late at night. I remember texting Jason like 11:30. I was like, what you doing? He was like, you good? You straight? It was like 11:30 at night. Thank God me and his fiance get along real well. Cause I don't really just be texting my guy friends that late, but it's certain people that be up late. So I was texting him. Renee and B was checking on me, but to say week three is much, much better. And he actually came home yesterday and he was in and out of here and on his way to University of Georgia, his girlfriend, before he was here 2 minutes, child. So.
And that's another blow, ain't it?
Oh my goodness.
Because that's what Chase, when mine come home too from college. And they'd be like, hey, my mom, come see your face. And it ain't, like you said, out the door.
Yeah, out the door. I'm like, he is gone. Ooh. And, and I'm like, DJ, don't be moving around. And it's just a lot. I have had a lot of anxiety, but that's the biggest thing that has happened for me lately. And I had also which I think comes through what B said, the season of surrender. I'll talk about that a little bit later in terms of my business and what I've decided on that as well.
Mm, good. Yeah, girl. Well, it's funny because I don't know if you saw that comment that someone had left on my page saying, oh my God, after I posted my picture about Dylan, us dropping Dylan off, my baby boy, off at a prep, he's going to a prep school in Michigan. Yes,
a really good school.
So he's finishing his last two high school season or two high school years. He's a junior this year in Michigan. So I'm a premature empty nest. And so I posted that picture, and then someone said, oh my goodness, when are y'all recording next? You and Keisha are empty nesters at the same time?
Both of y'all empty nesters? Oh, hell no. It's going to be lit the next
Right. Girl, they got to keep us from them. I swear, I've never been in this space. Like, it's crazy because I've had older children go.
Yeah.
But when that baby goes, and then you kind of, it's weird because, so we're definitely in a more similar space now because all mine are gone now and yours is gone now.
Yeah.
So, like you, I found myself leading up to the time he was leaving, like, I would just cry randomly. Like, it was, and I was trying to stop it. You know, like, why is this? What is this? I couldn't even control it. It felt weird because I'm like, these spells would just come out of nowhere. Yeah. And I'm like, damn, okay, it's this hormones too, because you know, we in that season as well. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta tell me that I'm almost 50.
Right. You will
never let me forget that I'm almost 50. You're almost 46. I'm almost 50, okay? And you really almost 46. You got like 2 months.
You know, we in that little window right there. Yeah,
definitely.
You know, at premenopause, so I'm certain there's some hormonal issues going on too.
Yeah.
You couple that with the damn pandemic and just work and just anxiety from life right now.
From
life. It's a lot, man. It's a lot. And so that was tough. The week leading up to him leaving, and then like you know, me giving him my hugs.
Yeah.
You know, before we got in the car, and I'm like, this is like, wow.
It just seems like it happened so freaking fast. Just yesterday. I mean, when we met, our boys were still really small.
They were babies.
They were, you know, so young. So it's just crazy to see. It is. It's overwhelming. But I don't think I took into consideration enough of what that was going to mean for me, because it kind of pushed me right on up to the front of the line. Like, now, what is you going to do with your life? You're going to have to stay up in the light, because folks can't see you when you sit back.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah. You got to stay up in the light. And so, you know, this whole pandemic, and I know we talked about it a little bit last time, but hell, it's still going on. I mean, it is still going on. And so, therefore, we can't talk, like, it's like trying to talk about, you know, the elephant in the room, trying not to talk about it.
Yeah.
And how it has affected us so much. And I think a lot of times people feel like if you're doing well financially that everything else, but it's not. It's so much deeper than that. I mean, to the point where, like, a couple of weeks ago when we took DJ to school, it was me, my brother, his godfather, and my nephews. Mm-hmm. And I could just feel my godbrother was off Ralph. I could feel his energy was not what it normally is. I could look at him and tell he had lost weight, because you know, we're not seeing each other consistently. So I haven't seen Ralph in person in probably about 2 months, you know. And I could see he was posting a lot more just random stuff on Instagram and Facebook, but I felt his energy, and I knew part of it was because DJ is the only child he's ever had, you know, so he's very, very, very close. I knew he was, you know, feeling a little about that. But long story short, the next day in our family group text, I told him, I said, I feel like we need to spend some time with Ralph. Like, you know, he's been unemployed, you know, he's always done very well, but he's a hairstylist on movies and TV shows. So production shut down, you know, so he hasn't worked since in what, 4 or 5 months, you know, and unemployment for a person with the lifestyle breath, that's not enough. It's not even close. And his savings dwindling. And even though we as a family could figure out how to help one another financially, it was this that we couldn't help. Yeah. And so anyway, long story short, we ended up having a birthday brunch for DJ, for my brother at Ralph's house last Sunday. And the very next day, Ralph posted on Facebook about how hard being in this had been on his psyche. He never said a word to me. I would constantly check on him, text him, watching TV, not doing much. How you doing? I'm hanging in. Never nothing to let me really, really know, but it was what I could feel when I saw him. That's why I said that lack of human interaction and just not having somebody there. And so to see him right there, so it inspired me to post today, like, we got to check on our people, and a text ain't enough. It's really not. And although you may not be able to physically go and touch people and spend time at their homes and things like that, you have got to check on your people. Y'all see all these celebrities up here posting basically suicide notes on Instagram, and life would be better without me. And, you know, Tamar, she had a suicide attempt. And it's just a lot of people. And we get so focused on that social media. Like, I've made a point to say, if I'm just not feeling my best, I'm not going on social media.
Yeah,
I'm not, because the comparison, the seeing everybody else's life look so perfect, and shit will make you feel like your life ain't got nothing going on sometimes. So just, just all of that. But it's just been a season of self-discovery because you spend, you by myself a lot. So I'm kind of looking at myself. I had no choice but to be like, girl, you got some shit you can be working on. You know what I mean? Right, just like I'm by myself so damn much.
You don't work on that shit. You ain't got nothing else to do.
Ain't got nothing else to do. So, you know, shoot. So yeah. So it's definitely been a season of self-discovery. And I like the way you say the season of surrender, because there are some things that I have just had to say to release. Mm. And I'm gonna share one that I'm gonna let Brandy talk. So about 3 weeks ago, Renee, who's our other best friend and Brandy's line sister, was at B's house. B has done a lot of work around her house, and her deck is so beautiful and inviting. So we are able to social distance on her deck. So she had a little girl's night, and we went over, and we were just talking like we all always talk. And I was feeling some type of way. They could sense my energy. Like, are you sure you're okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine, you know, so on and so forth. But ultimately, I shared that I just feel like I wasn't a success. Mm-hmm. You know, I just said it just like I said, I just don't feel successful. And they both looked at me like, what? You know what I'm saying? It's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, you know, your friends, they love to count your shit out. Well, bitch, you done wrote a book, you done did, you know. It's like, yeah, but I don't care what the world, I'm telling you how I feel. And it's because ever since I quote unquote, or came back full, what I felt like was full time in real estate after going through all I went through with losing my husband and blah, 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 I just never have gotten back to what I was in the business. You know what I'm saying? That's just the reality of the numbers have not. And so Brandy said, well, what is it that you see for yourself? So I gave her a number. It took us me to think back on it now, because B said, without hesitation, mind you, well, either you got to change your goals or change your activities, because they don't match. You know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, I already told you I'm feeling some type of way. You just gonna jump in with both feet on my head. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it hurt my feelings. I mean, and she said, then I think she might have sipped her drink like, and
but you know what? In that moment, I didn't know. And it's so funny because I'm so quick to tell you how brash you are. But nothing would not have allowed me to say what I had to say in that moment, because it was what you needed to hear. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't care about your feelings. I knew in that moment you needed to hear that.
But this is my thing. Speaking of which, and y'all can go back and talk about the episode where Brandy liked to tell me I'm abrasive. Brandy is abrasive as okay. And in that moment, she was super abrasive. I really came over there. I might have had on like some house shoes, tank top, it is hanging, no bra, because I literally just came off myself and dropped over the house. Me and Brandy live around the corner from each other. So she could tell I was feeling some type of way. Yeah, however, it did not stop her from telling me, you either got to change your goals or activities, because they do not match. They don't align. They don't line up.
They don't align. Right.
And so I kind of looked at her like, what, bitch? What you mean? No, I was like, oh, we about to get popping back here today. Because I was already on the edge. You know what I'm saying? And so, not long after that, I really could not be there no more. I needed to go home and process what she said. Because you really can't have no attitude with nobody in their own house. You know what I mean? You kind of like, oh, let me get my goddamn coat ahead. I can get on up out of here. But it stayed with me. It bothered me that she said that, because in my mind, that's not how I saw it.
Yeah.
It probably took me about a week of processing that. She talking about I need to change my goals or change my activities. I can do, you know, blah, 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 blah. And it was on the, I don't think I had taken DJ to school. I know I hadn't, because me and my brother had a discussion that Saturday, taking DJ to school. And I said, Brandy gonna say, when I was telling her, because I told him the same thing, I just don't feel successful. I'm just not feeling successful. He's like, well, what is it that you want to do? What is it that you, you know? And I told him, and I said, and Brandy gonna tell me, you know, blah, 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 blah. He was like, yeah, I agree with Brandy. He said, I think part of it is that you keep trying to go back to something that you're probably never gonna be again, because you don't want to be. Mm. But you have not accepted that that's not what you want.
Mm.
So it took me about a week to process that.
Yeah.
And you, I came to the...
You had to surrender that idea of what of being who you were at that time, and that's not who you are now.
And that I don't even want to be.
Don't even desire.
That's the thing about it. I don't desire to do those type of numbers.
Yeah.
I don't want to work. I don't want to work that hard in real estate anymore.
Right.
And that's what it took. It took me some time to realize that's not for me right now at this point in my life. I had to surrender who I was.
Yeah.
So I could go into who I am, fully grow into who I am.
Right.
That was probably my first aha moment throughout, not my first aha moment, but in the last, since we recorded last, that was big for me. And it has brought me a tremendous amount of peace.
Wow.
I feel so much better because I don't have all that pressure.
It's a burden
that I was putting on myself from something that I don't even want to do it.
But you, nobody was putting on yourself.
It was self-imposed. It was self-imposed, but I didn't even know it. Yeah. I mean, you had to say it like that. I mean, I really had no choice but to kind of deal with it after that. But that's real. That's one of my things. B, you go ahead. Talk about something that you've surrendered in this season.
Yeah, you know what? And it's so crazy because surrender for me has looked like even the idea of what I thought I wanted. You know what I'm saying? And it's somewhat similar to you. I can relate it to real estate as well because, you know, I had a tremendous year last year, right?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I had a tremendous year last year. And you know, before, as you know, in real estate, we set our goals really at the end of the year.
Before the pandemic,
I set my goals at the end of the year last year, and I had some pretty daunting goals. You know, they were up there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you know, started the first quarter, I was transitioning assistants, so that was kind of a weird space to be in. I can admit that kind of set me back a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, you know, then COVID hit.
Hmm.
So I said, you know what? I'm going to take this time to really evaluate, like, what is it that I really want? And what I determined during that space, like during the pandemic, when it initially started, when we had nothing but downtime, you know, like I said, all the contracts canceled, I was at home. That's when I made the decision that, okay, somebody keeps freaking calling me and it pisses me off. Somebody called me like 4 times in a row. I'm just going to say, sorry, I can't talk right now. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recognize the number. So just text. Why do people do that? Just text. Why do you just keep calling somebody like that? But anyway, I made the decision that I'm just going to do what brings me joy. I'm going to do what, because real talk, real estate is stressful. It is stressful. You do find joy in helping people achieve one of the, you know, purchasing one of the biggest.
The American dream. Yeah.
The American dream. So there's some joy and gratification. Sure. That is your livelihood. But when you take all of that, when you remove all of that, when you're really doing it at a high level, there's a certain level of stress that comes along with being that successful. It just does, you know? So I had to say, okay, you know what? I surrender just even the goals that I had, my overachieving self, super high level achieving.
That's episode 4 where we kind of talked about, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it is. It is because I do put tremendous pressure on myself. Mm-hmm. You know, girl, I had this moment, this epiphany just recently where I had ordered some clothes and I'm trying on these clothes and I had to go try on the Spanx, right? Because the dress was kind of form fitting.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember there was a time in my life, which wasn't too long ago, like maybe 3-4 years ago, where I just said, there's no way I would ever wear Spanx.
That is episode 5, something I might need a girdle. Do you remember that with me? Oh my God. I wish we had been, we weren't doing video then. It was one of our first episodes. Do you remember that, B?
Yes, I do. Yes,
oh
I do.
Oh my God.
And girl, and Panay, my hairstylist at the time, when my hair was short, she said something mean when I was like, oh my God, I'm going to have to wear Spanx. And she said, well, welcome to womanhood.
Right, right.
Welcome to womanhood.
Right.
So you put, like, it's self-imposed. You put these standards.
Yes.
These ideals and these pressures on yourself to, and it's really, I'll be honest with you, I don't find myself competing with other women and other, it's really the pressure I put on myself.
Right.
That my mind, this is where I need to be. You know what I'm saying? Because I work hard. Like, I like nice things. I'm competitive. You know? So all of that plays into the whole ideal of just what I see for myself, how I see, where I see myself being. Mm-hmm. But when COVID happened, mm-hmm. it was like, damn, I enjoy this downtime. Mm-hmm. I enjoy the idea of gardening. I enjoy the idea of not being so rushed in every single thing I do.
And every day, all day, to have to be, yes.
Hit the ground running, come home. I'm on my laptop until 10, 11 o'clock at night. Yep. Like, the shit is exhausting.
Right, you know what I mean? It is.
I'm sorry, that's my husband. God, my husband. Well, you know what? Hey, let me tell you something I had to surrender to my husband not being like I am.
Right.
My phone, like, there's no way I could ever go without a charge, you know, without charging my phone.
Right.
My husband is not a phone person, right?
Right.
So he'll leave out the house, forget his charger, and will be just
and it drives us crazy and timid like that. My friend that I'm, you know, well, that's a whole nother conversation, but he's the same way, and it's problematic for me. It's problematic for me because I am a person that, you know what I'm saying?
But you know what? I've had to surrender to that, even that. That's still a certain level of control.
Yes.
It is. Yes. I've had to surrender in terms of even my relationship, because being an independent woman for the majority of your adult life, I lost my first husband when I was 9. So there was a long period of time where it's just me humping, taking care of these boys, and I'm so driven, I'm so focused, I'm so, you know, determined, independent. Maybe you get a real man in your life, and a man's man, there's a lot you're gonna have to surrender, because that's you can't be an alpha woman. You can't have an alpha woman and an alpha man. Like, that's...
But see, I feel... No, it doesn't work, an alpha woman, alpha man, but I feel like this is the conversation, because me, I had literally... Tim told me yesterday I threw a tantrum. Now...
I did that this weekend too, girl.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. See how much we be... See, Brandy, and see, she's been married 3 years now, and they've been together a year before that. So it's like, you still be trying. I'm very new. My situation is very new, and we're just dating. We're just getting to know each other. But I be feeling some type of way, baby, when he do not respond to that text the way I feel like he should respond to it. He's like, I don't have my phone as a chain on my neck. And that's just what it is.
That's how Ryan is. And I have to adapt, because people who aren't phone people, like,
it's so foreign to us, though, because we have to be for our businesses. Oh, y'all see my shirt. Now, this is not going to be the one that's going to be each day you're either adding a link or breaking a chain. These will be sold soon, but I did not particularly care for this font, so I'm getting it redesigned, but I got a t-shirt line that's coming out with all my t-shirts.
I love it.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't like it. And I just told him yesterday, I said, I don't think this is going to work for me. And he said, I understand. I was like, wait a minute, that ain't what I thought.
Ooh.
He was like, I told you from jump. Girl, how do we get on that topic? Anyway, go ahead.
We talked about
surrendering. All of this is surrendering.
No, because really, that's a part of it, Keish. That is truly a part of it.
Yeah.
And laying down your ideals and your will and just what your conviction, because that's tough. And it's,
but you're laying them down with your husband. How do I do that for someone I'm just getting to know? It's hard. Like, I feel it's disrespectful to me. Like, I don't care that you get up every morning at 4:30, 5 o'clock and do Peloton. I need you to answer that phone at 11 o'clock.
No, you should care. You should care, because anybody who is as regimented as that can get up that
very
early.
Regimented, extremely regimented in his entire, he's a freaking, you know, what he does for a living. You know what he does for a living. So he has that brain just works different to me. But again, I agree with you. We are attached at the hip with these things. And so to meet someone that isn't, it just, I'm just trying to figure out how that's going to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just told him, but I promise you, I did not think he was going to say, I understand, when I said, this ain't going to work for me. He said, I understand. I'm like, oh
my God, that is deep. Because that stops you dead in your tracks.
I didn't know how to respond. I was like,
you were not expecting that.
No.
And he is setting the tone for what the standard of the relationship is going to be, to be honest with you.
And
Keisha, that's what I'm saying. When I text you and Renee the other night, and I said, listen, as single women, here's what I'm going to tell you more than anything that you need to do. It is, you need to work on yourself. Because anything that you don't deal with and you get into a relationship, the relationship only exposes what you do, what you need to work on. It only exposes that.
I agree.
So, I agree with that.
So
that's why I said in your singleness is the perfect opportunity for you to kind of, whether it's therapy, whether it's you digging deep and you know what I'm saying? Like, because Keisha, you know it's some things that you still ain't kind of dealt with, but we kind of camouflage.
Y'all see my face just did. She missed it, but go ahead.
Because we kind of just moving and going through the motions of life, you know what I'm saying? But I'm telling you, that's when it comes out. Because as your girlfriend,
I agree.
Yeah, as your girlfriends, we gonna kiki kaka, but no, but it's some deep interpersonal relationships with your mate where that stuff is gonna really be exposed.
And I can say that although we do kiki kaka as girlfriends, we keep it a buck. All had difficult conversations with each other. Brandy has, we have done the same for each other. Renee, we pulled her up. She's pulled us up. That's what we do in our circle. Me and Aaron, so on and so forth. But it's interesting that you say that because like I shared with y'all, I think a lot of my insecurities that I thought I had dealt with from being dragged by that little bastard for them years.
A midget.
Oh my God. But I fully participated. I put the clown shoes and nose on every damn day. No. And I don't give a damn if he does. It is what it is. He dragged my ass. So it ain't no lie. Shit. If the truth is, truth shall set you free.
Amen.
And it ain't like it's my proudest moment to say I let a mofo that was five small. Okay. But the reality is, because of that, and the reality is, I haven't been in a real relationship, in my opinion, since Daryl. Because relationships are, there's reciprocity. True relationships have value on both sides. Yes. And in that one, and I can't say every day was a bad day, but the majority of them was with him because he was immature. But at the same time, He did feel a void, and he was the first man to make me feel desirable again. I will say that. That's why I can't say everything. I don't put everything on him because I completely, fully participated. I signed up numerous times to be disrespected and dealt with a certain kind of way. And that's just a fact. But what I say all the time is...
You were vulnerable.
I was absolutely vulnerable. I was heavily, heavily grieving when I met him.
That's what makes me... He was a narcissist because anybody that would take advantage of someone in their most vulnerable state is truly a narcissist. So, but you know what? That's another episode.
Yeah, that's another episode. We can talk about narcissism all the time.
In that kind of airtime.
Right. But the fact of the matter is what it has done with since I've met this person... It's exposed things that I still have to deal with because of what I dealt with back there.
And
because Tim is so matter of fact, it just drives me crazy. I'm serious. And he told me, he said, why are you having a tantrum?
We dropping names. Dang. That girl said his name. Okay.
And because I'm going to speak what I want. You know what I mean? I like him. So I'm not going to sit up here and play like, oh, well, you know, huh?
I like that you like him.
Yeah, I do. I like him. So, you know, we'll see. And I don't know. You know, we'll just see what it is. But yes, because we are so polar opposite in some ways. And it's just going to, but I have literally, when I said, that's not going to work for me, my expectation that he was going to say, okay, well, babe, what do you... And it was not that. It was, okay, I understand if it doesn't, because this is who I am. Hmm. I was kind of like, I got to run into this list of the public. I'm going to FaceTime you when I come out of here. You know what I mean? But I realized, and I really have been thinking about it yesterday and today. And like, when I do, you know, I always believe in doing that Ben Franklin list, checking off. And I'm like, he checks the majority of what I want. And so if at some point I got to figure that part out, I'm probably just going to have to end up surrendering where that's concerned and understand that it does not mean he's out on some BS because he's not committed to me right now. He can do what he want to do. Like, I can go do what I want to do. But It's a control thing for me. That's what I like to control the narrative as much as possible, because when you don't, things, people, you know, for me, I suffer from PTSD, okay? I've been through a lot. I'm just going to get down to it. So because of that, I try to control as much as I can. Okay, I was just gonna put the shit down on Front Street, as my dad said. I do. I suffer from PTSD, so I try to control as much of the narrative as I can.
But because you haven't dealt with that, that's gonna show up in this relationship, and I'm telling you, that's what I'm saying. This season of surrendering and self discovery is like, man, it's such an opportune time for us to work, to do the work. I say this in any relationship, you gotta be willing to do the work. And in a marriage, you have to be willing to do the work. In a friendship, you have to be willing to do the work. And personally, like, we have a responsibility to ourselves to do the internal work that we know we need to do. Okay? Because if for you to still say that you suffer from PTSD, hell, like, I can say that too, right? I do feel like that I deal with it better in the sense of my anxiety and like when I don't hear from my husband and when I don't hear from my children. Girl, I used to go into a complete spaz, I thought I needed a mental jacket or some shit. It was crazy.
The reason I share with him, because I had gotten to a place where I didn't tell people DJ's dad died. When they would say, are you still with his, how long have you and his dad not been together? I'll just give a time. I don't say, why we're not together, because I felt like people were putting me in a box when they found out I was a widow. Every man can't handle that. So I'm like, at least let me get a shot of knowing who I am as a person without tagging me with another, labeling me with some emotion. I got enough labels, you know? Right. So yeah, I do. And I feel like I have started to deal with it. Brandy Hunter Lewis. Thank you very much.
Let's talk through that. How have you dealt with it?
I have dealt with it. I have been dealing with it. I've been doing my own therapy and help. I'm going to be honest with you. I've been doing self therapy. And I'm telling you, helping those women has really helped me see myself more and more. And it's helped me see, no tea, no shade, because I appreciate every one of them. It's helped me show how we really can get stuck.
Yeah.
Like, some of these women that have been in Kicking with Keisha, they've been stuck like a mug. And I'm like, y'all got to cut the BS. You got to be honest with yourself. So it helps me, because I can't be a hypocrite. I can't come on there every week and be talking to them, and then I be over here doing the same stuff. Yeah. So the reason because they always be like, you need a 900 number. You can see in the future. I'm like, no, I can see in the past, because you are who I was.
Strong.
Okay? So that's why I can see. I ain't got, because trust, I would have a 900 number if I could. But the reality is, the reason I can see y'all is because I've been you.
Yeah.
That's just the bottom line. And most women can relate to a lot of things that women go through. We want to be damn superheroes. And, you know, Brandy loves to wear a cape. She has one for each season that she wears on a day-to-day. And to me, to see you even be vulnerable enough to say, you know, I'm having to learn how to surrender in this space and that space. Yeah. It's really interesting, because I used to tease Brandy all the time, like, damn, like, you out here being Rosa, Bethune, Cookman, Parks, King, like, you, like, every day, you know what I'm saying? That's got to be a lot of pressure.
It's too much, and it's self-imposed. It really is. It's self-imposed, and that's why I'm saying, if there's so much beauty in that you can find in even the chaos that's going on in our world, because what I've gained from just this time, this season, and you do a lot of introspective thinking, and you know, and hopefully and prayerfully, people are choosing to seek God more. You know, yes. So I shared on my Insta story the other day. I had a Bible study that completely was absolutely what I needed. I almost, Tracy, my best friend Tracy and Latrice, so two of my former teammates. Mm-hmm. We have a Bible study. We do every Thursday morning. And because I was in a funk, I had been in a funk all week since I dropped Dylan off. I was just in a space. And I almost didn't join that Bible study. Mm-hmm. And so part of me was like, just be obedient. Just join it. Just join it. Just join it. And I joined it. And oh my God, it was everything that I needed. It was it was the word that I needed. It helped. It gave me what I needed to get out of that space. And I said, you know what? this is like, I said in that in my IG story that we are responsible for the energy that we bring, you know, yeah. like to everything. So to your marriage, to your relationship with your new friend, you know, to our friendships, to our work, we're responsible for that. You can't count on anybody else to like to flip a switch or no, that's on you. That's on you. And so, you know, I was in this funk and I'm like, man, I just don't like what's going on right now in the world. I don't like what's going on in the world. It was just, I felt like I'm not, you know, my numbers are great, right? They're good, but you know, I'm not close to where I said I wanted to be, quote unquote, per my
goal. But I mean, honestly, do you think most agents are? I mean, I ain't gonna lie, I see a lot of agents out here killing it right now. I got 7, I got 10, I closed. I'm like, y'all, I don't want to work. I have come to the realization, and that was part of me surrendering too. I enjoy helping these women. I am writing a book that is going to change lives. I can do more of that.
Yeah, and see,
and but be fulfilled.
And that's what I had to accept. I'm like, okay, you know what? If you don't have the super duper super stellar year this year, it's okay. Look at the other things that you accomplished.
That's right.
You know, you sent your last baby off to school. You done raised all these damn kids. You are a committed wife. Look at we're building a tiny house for my mother right now.
Yeah.
Like we're starting a new business. Like it's a whole lot of other stuff that's going on. So mm-hmm. all of that being said, like it's okay if my numbers, I'm still gonna do really, really, really good, really good, but it's just not gonna be the number that I set.
Are you gonna be doing really good or really good? Because you said really 3 times.
No, I'm doing really good. Listen,
I'm gonna be really good. I'm really, really, really gonna be good. Okay, but we get it. You're gonna be really good. But you know, that's the thing about it. I mean, I think all that is a part of surrendering. So, like you said, your numbers are still gonna be really good. And this is the thing too, B. Just like anything else that you do at a high level, it comes a time when you got to start pulling together an exit strategy, even yeah. if it's 10 years from now. Are you going to want to go that hard until you're 60?
No. You know, and it's so crazy.
So that's why you and Ryan starting the other business and doing other things too. Diversify is important. My brother made millions and millions of dollars when he owned that mortgage company. Do you hear me? Mm-hmm. I asked him the other day, I said, Brooke, I said, you was killing it back when you was in the mortgages. I said, baby, I said, this would be a good time. He said, you could not pay me to go back to doing mortgages. And he made a lot of money. He said, I don't want that. He said, I'm 52 years old. I don't want that life. That stress. He said, I don't want to do it. He said it was a time. And that's what he was like. And I'm glad that even though he disliked a lot of people when the mortgage, when everything crashed, he transitioned. Now he's had opportunities where he could have gone back, but he said, I realized I didn't want who I had to be to have that. Mm. I want to still have success, but not doing it that way. But my quality of life is more important.
Yes, but on your terms. And that's what I gathered from this, that I don't want to work to the extent that I worked last year. I don't want to work like a crazy lady. Like the opportunities that are coming to me right now, like if I continue, you know, working those types of leads,
yes.
I can balance the life that I want and still have a
really good popping business.
Really good, yeah. So that's where I am right now. It ain't about selling 50 homes a year for me. Like that's truly not my goal. And you know something else that I said, you know, I'm seasoned. I've been in this business a long time. I've always respected what you've done in terms of sowing into other realtors. And there is part of me that wants to give back more too.
Yes.
You know, right now I just don't with the way that my lifestyle is set up, I don't have the time to devote to that.
Yeah.
But it's something that I do want to do. I have a desire to do, to sow back into other agents to help them, you know, achieve a higher level of success. And I know, because I'm a teacher too. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
I know I have a lot to give. So that's coming too. And I just got to figure out how to balance it to where it doesn't compromise the quality of life that I do desire at this point, the space that I'm in. So that's where I am. You know what I'm saying? Like surrendering to the Brandy that I thought I wanted to be, which I really don't want to be anymore. Mm-hmm. And then also, you know, embracing this next chapter. Mm-hmm. Me and my husband and I are, you know, like, it is so weird. Like, we're having to cook meals for two, you know, like that's weird that mm-hmm. I have to cook just a meal for me and my husband.
Right.
And it was so cool. Like, cause my husband, he jokes at me, right? Cause I told him, you know, me and Michelle, you know, my girlfriend, Michelle, that was mm-hmm. at my wedding.
Mm-hmm. Every time I think about Michelle, baby, Michelle was lit before the wedding. Okay, by the time you came down now, she was bent, baby. I'm gonna tell you something. I had a good time, but go ahead. Michelle is my girl any day of the week. Okay,
Michelle is so funny, man. So she called me the other day to check on me because she saw my post about sending Dylan off.
Yeah, and
she also her daughter, her youngest daughter,
yes, is at University of Alabama. I saw it. Yeah, so
she's like, you know what? She's like, girl, we just have to lean on each other, and I know what you're going through over there.
Yeah.
So when I told Ryan about my conversation with Michelle, he was like, yeah, you know, y'all over there boo-hooing, and he does this little cry. He mimics me crying, and it's, and it's so funny because it's like, oh my God, he's like, your world is coming to an end, you know.
Girl, I'm telling you, my brother tonight,
so freaking emotional and extra. We are,
but we're women, and that's what we're made to nurture. We're supposed to be emotional. Like, I don't want a man that's emotional like that, because that ain't gonna help me. We both can't be around here crying like little bitches, you know what I'm saying? But so I need a man to hold me up. But I promise you, my brother got so frustrated with me that day at EKU when we dropped BJ off. He talked about, just stop crying for a minute. Damn. I was like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's my baby. You got I'm like, damn, the insensitivity is just phenomenal right up in here. But no, so that to me is a big part, like the surrender thing. That's a great way to say it. I've surrendered, you know, having these goals and to sell this much in real estate. And the other thing I had to do, I had to really start praying for clients that align with the way that I think and the way that I want to do business. Mm-hmm. I messed up and got on a live and mm-hmm. said, I do business with everybody. I ain't too good to that love. And baby, when I tell you, I attracted everybody.
Mm.
And it calls me, and it's not that I'm too, it's not about being too good, it's just right. Where I am. Where it's just where are. I am. Yeah. And it's just what it is. There's somebody out there for everybody, but I'm not for everybody.
Right.
And I had to say, you got no business with your big ass in the kiddie pool. I'm over here doing stuff that I ain't got no business doing. I don't have no business doing that at this point. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's about having, and I had to release that. And understand that there's nothing wrong with me setting standards in a business and price, quite frankly, certain price points or whatever the case may be. And it's not the price point, it's the mindset. When I sit down with certain people, I am a very intuitive person. I know from the gate whether or not me and that person gonna click. And a lot of times we spend a good 45 days with people between meeting and getting a deal done. And honestly, during this COVID era, it's been way longer. I got folks that's been on my board for 4 or 5 months because there's no inventory in the price point in which they're looking. So we're constantly having to. And I just said, you know, it's not fair. You even said, like, he's just not fair to them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they just, you know what I mean? And I had to come to the realization. But what I found is not price point, not it's if a person does not trust you. Because that's what it comes down to. That's what it is. It's a lack of trust. If everything that I'm advising you, you're coming back to me and telling me what this person said and that person said and your mom and them who ain't bought a house in 25 years said it, I just realized I'm just not the agent for you. There's going to be an agent that's going to be cool with answer every question. They may not have 7 people they're trying to close in 45 days.
Right.
So they may be cool with that. I can't do it.
I gotta go unlock the door for my husband. Hold on.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So that's the resolution I came to. Like, I came to that resolution that I'm just not here. I'm not doing business with everybody. I'm just not. I lied when I said I do business with everybody. I don't. And I'm gonna tell you, that's why we have to be so careful, because we have what we say. We attract what we say. And I said it because, you know, my Instagram name is I List Luxury. And so because of that, you know, people think, oh, all you do is luxury. And I had to get away from that, saying, you know, no, I don't just do luxury. But the reality is, I don't just do luxury, but your mindset got to be luxurious at the very least, meaning that you see things, you know, handle business a certain kind of way and all that kind of stuff. Charles Ryan Hill stressed the heck out. But anyway, so I think this was a good one. Season of Surrender. What will you be surrendering to?
I'm plugging in my extra light.
Why is it that she don't already be set up? You did this the last time. Charger went out.
I was coming from work.
Next time we gonna make sure she knew in advance that we was doing this. But for however, woo, girl, I got some big houses to show tomorrow. I got to go and take my CBD for my hip.
Okay. Is that a little bit better? Okay, I think that's a little bit better. Okay. Well, girl. Ooh.
Season of Surrender. This was good.
It was good. And you know what? And I'm so glad that sometimes you got to just be in a space where you can be honest with yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the thing. You can't grow until you can accept that there are some things that you need to kind of look within and look real deep within and change within you. Mm-hmm. Until you get to that space, and you're gonna be stuck.
Yeah, definitely gonna be stuck. And I think that's the name of my planner. You know, own your shit and get out of your own way. Because until you own your own stuff,
yeah,
you ain't ready to do nothing with nobody. And I'm not just talking about in a relationship from a, you know, personal relationship. I mean, just you yourself, you're going to be stuck in a certain space until you, so many people really be feeling like victims. Yeah. I don't understand why nothing good don't ever happen to me. Everybody mad at me. Everybody pick on me. And I'm like, I know you fucking lie. Like, you cannot possibly believe that you don't see you in this issue. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, are you kidding me? Like, you are this person in every relationship. Like, come on. So you got to know everybody lie, but everybody don't tell the same lie. So at some point, you got to put that mirror up and say, it's me.
Yeah.
And that is it's a hard, hard, hard thing to do. But it is so freeing once you do it. It starts the process.
It is liberating. It truly
is. It is. Absolutely. So anywho, like I said the last time, we're going to try to be more consistent with this. We hope that you all will surrender to that which you have been possibly avoiding. We hope that you use this season to do just that. It's about being more introspective. Like, we're spending more time together, spending more time at home. You know, I would just like to leave y'all with, you know, checking on your friends and your family and checking on yourself. Yeah. Doing what you need to do. It's a lot of therapy that you can get online. You know, Brandy has her Bible study group with her two other good girlfriends, best friends. And, you know, for me, feel free to tag in on Kicking It with Keisha. I'm going to be doing more random that'll be open to everybody, not just my members. But do something that is going to help propel you forward. That's what this season is about. If you come out on the other side of this unchanged, that will be even more tragic than what we're experiencing all around us, for real.
Yes, that's it. We can sign off on that note.
And on that note, y'all stay safe and we will see y'all soon. All right?
We keep moving. We gotta keep
thinking. Oh, all right. Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot. All right.
So until next time.
Keep moving, mamas. All right, B, love you.
Love you.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.